This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, once again a huge welcome to tonight's The Show That Goes Like This. I don't want to make the mistake of saying tonight's show that goes like this. No, the show is called The Show That Goes Like This, so yeah, technically tonight's episode of The Show That Goes Like This, but a lot of people are saying I'm going to tune into the show that goes like this that's on tonight. The show that goes like this that's on tonight. I think I've got a bit pedantic there, right at the start of the show. And also, my voice is a tiny bit deeper than normal. I've had some sort of very mild throat infection that's caused a slight dryness of the throat and some mild coughing. Nothing else. That's the only symptom. So, yeah, a little bit bizarre, but I think I sound very, very slightly more gravelly than usual. So apologies for that, or maybe you like it, in which case, well done, me. So, yes, it's just gone six. It's Tuesday the 21st of March. Hopefully you're having a wonderful evening so far. Huge thanks, as ever, to Jo Bailey for another wonderful drive time show. She'll be back from 3 till 6 tomorrow. And if you heard the end of her show, she'll be back talking at some point in tomorrow's three-hour show to a campanologist. When I first heard about that, I thought it was someone that spends a lot of time in a tent in the woods. But no, it's something to do with bell ringing, I believe. But there we go, that should be exciting. So don't miss out on tomorrow's drive time. But what's coming up on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, as ever, I'll share with you some important celebrity birthdays. We'll look at ridiculous holidays that occur on the 21st of March, and there are a few good ones to share with you today. I'm already looking forward to. We'll pay some visits to the weird world of news and find out why you shouldn't dry your clothes on a radiator. Hear about the wrong way to eat a baguette. Hear about how you could save £100 a year by changing a habit slightly. And I'll be telling you about the happiest country in the world that's just been awarded for the sixth year running. And tonight's intense debate revolves around flowers. Why is that? Because today, the 21st of March, yes, it is National Flower Day! Just to not confuse people, because a couple of weeks ago I did talk about the fact that March is National Flower Month. Now, there's no need for the jingle then. I'm going to deal with the jingle player later on. But anyway, yes, National Flower Day is the things with petals that look amazing and smell nice. National Flower Month in March is the white powdery stuff that you use for baking. Okay, so Flower Month, not to be confused with Flower Day on the 21st of March. Very, very confusing. But any reference to flowers in this show will be about National Flower Day, the petals, the stems, the plants, the earth, you know, all that kind of gubbins. So to that end, let's get going musically before I wear myself out going on about the difference between flowers and flower. Anyway, here's Miley Cyrus. I think she knows.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand.
Can love me better, I can love me better, baby. Can love me better.
said you'd cry, but then remembered
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Miley with the controversial Flowers, recently released and played courtesy of one of you listening leg ends. I did put out the request on social media earlier on this afternoon, asking for tracks that link to flowers in some way, as it's National Flower Day. Graham Long was one of those of you who responded in your droves, suggesting tracks, and he wanted that one. We got it on early doors for you, Graham. Thank you very much for your suggestion. Just to share with you some other ridiculous holidays that occur today. Yes, it's National Flower Day, but don't forget, the 21st of March is Memory Day! As ever, I feel duty-bound to point out these are all genuine things that are recognised somewhere on the earth. Memory Day occurs today, also probably linked to National Flower Day. It's also National Fragrance Day. Don't ask me why. Excitingly, it's also World Puppetry Day. Oh yes, people with puppets all over the world, very excited. I'm going to get another track on that links to flowers because I'm getting too annoyed at how ridiculous some of the other holidays I'm going to share with you shortly really are. But thanks to Rhiann Finley, I'm now inspired to play Ed Sheeran's Supermarket Flowers.
I took the supermarket flowers from the windowsill, threw the day-old tea from the cup, packed up the photo album Matthew had made, memories of a life that's been loved. Took the get well soon cars and stuffed animals, poured the old ginger beer down the sink. Dad always told me, don't you cry when you're down, but Mum, there's a tear every time that I blink. Oh, I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up, but I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, he'll say hallelujah, you're home. Fluffed the pillows, made the bed, stacked the chairs up, folded your nightgowns neatly in a case. John said he'd drive, then put his hand on my cheek and wiped a tear from the side of my face. Now I hope that I see the world as you did, 'cause I know a life with is a life that's been lived. So I'll sing hallelujah. You were an angel in the shape of my mom. When I fell down, you'd be there holding me up. Spread your wings as you go. When God takes you back, you'll say hallelujah, you're home. Hallelujah. You are an angel in the shape of my mom. You got to see the person I have become. Spread your wings and I know that when God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home.
Phoenix FM.
Beautiful lyrics there from Ed Sheeran's Supermarket Flowers. Of course, it was Mother's Day last Sunday. Hope that didn't make anyone too melancholy. Obviously, fit with the theme of National Flower Day today on the 21st of March. Hope you're having a good day so far. So, yes, National Flower Day, Memory Day, National Fragrance Day and World Puppetry Day, whether marionettes, glove puppets or ventriloquism, or all the other kind of puppets there are. But don't forget as well, all this week, it's National Introverts Week. They're probably a bit reticent to come forward, but yes, National Introverts Week is celebrated this week, genuinely. And also, in the world of ridiculous holidays, remember, all week, it's National Poison Prevention Week. Why does that exist? National Poison Prevention Week. Does it mean don't get poisoned this week, or we should encourage poisons not to be made? Because there are naturally occurring poisons, you know, that you need to avoid. Is it educate people about those this week? Don't worry about the other 51 weeks of the year. Or just sort of take particular care not to ingest poisons. I don't know. Absolutely ludicrous. Anyway, yes, from the 20th to the 26th of March, it is National Poison Prevention Week. But also, rather excitingly, all throughout March, yes, it's National Flower Month, which has caused controversy with National Flower Day, but it's the other kind of flower. Forget that, though, because March is also Optimism Month. Oh, why does that exist? Optimism Month. Oh, don't be pessimistic in March, you're not allowed. No, it's Optimism Month. I find that ridiculous. I find Poison Prevention Week pretty ridiculous, and Introverts Week. Introverts definitely don't want to celebrate for a whole week being introverted. Come on. So what's coming up? Celebrity birthdays, weird world of news. We'll look at what's trending on social media at the moment and also have an intense debate around flowers, which I will explain to you very shortly. But up next, thanks to Marit Hudson online, who wants to hear another track called Flowers. Here's Sweet Female Attitude.
I'll be
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, and I'm Ben Simmons with a slightly huskier voice than normal due to an extremely mild throat infection. Yes, anyway, hope your Tuesday's been fabulous so far. It is National Flower Day, National Fragrance Day, Memory Day, World Puppetry Day, and all week National Introverts Week, National Poison Prevention Week, and all month, Optimism Month. Fantastic. Now, I did say I'd share tonight's hotly contested poll, the intense debate that will be raging across the internet tonight. Yes, in recent weeks we've decided that the BBC is better than ITV, that limes are better than lemons, that donuts are better than pancakes, that Burger King's better than McDonald's, Indians better than Chinese. So all those intense debates have happened on the show that goes like this recently. And tonight, because it's World Flower Day, quite simply I'm asking, what's better about flowers, the look or the smell? The look or the smell? In the early votes that are coming, the look is ahead. That's all I'm going to say. You can cast your vote at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap and your vote will count. Or you can get yourself onto my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons, where a question is asked with a lovely colourful background with my avatar on it, smelling a flower, asking what's better, the look or the smell. And you have to comment below that post for your vote to count. Single click or tap on Twitter, slightly more complex, but will only take a few seconds on Facebook. Either way, get involved, get interactive tonight on the show that goes like this. Thanks to everybody that's voted so far. The excitement is building, and I will reveal, just before I go off the air at 8 o'clock tonight, what has won. What is better about flowers, the look or the smell? You decide, lovely legend listeners. We'll start visiting the weird world of news soon. We've got celebrity birthdays to come. And having a look at what's trending, and I will keep you up to date with that intense debate throughout the show as well. So lots of excitement on the show that goes like this, as ever. And thanks to everybody that suggested tracks so far. Graham Long, Rhiann Finley, Marit Hudson, and also Mr. Paul Saunders. Paul wanted to hear this one. You know what it's going to be as soon as that intro kicks in. Classic National Flower Day. Thanks, Paul. Why do you fill me a butter, baby, just to let me down? Let me around, and then worst of all, never thought, baby, when you see you will say but I love you still. I need you. I need you. More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So fill me a buttercup. Don't break my heart. But you're late, I'll wait around and then I'll run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you, you let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What? But I love you still. I need you. I need you more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. And you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Down.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, the foundations build me up, Buttercup. Thanks to Paul Saunders once again for that one. Very exciting. Don't forget to vote in the intense debate. What's better about flowers, the look or the smell? The look ahead at the moment. Your votes are the only thing that can make that change or ensure it stays exactly the way it is. What an eclectic mix of music we've had already on the show that goes like this. Miley Cyrus, Ed Sheeran, Sweet Female Attitude, and now the foundations. And don't forget, all the music tonight just links to the themes of the day, not constrained by genre or time. I'll play utterly anything as long as it's not offensive. And if it's generally lovely, could well feature in tonight's show. If it links to flowers, it certainly will in the early part of the show. So that's something exciting to look forward to. We're going to have one more track, at which point I will tell you today's celebrity birthdays. Always good to share those. And then don't forget the Weird World of News, where we're looking at why you shouldn't dry clothes on radiators. Possibly the wrong way to eat a baguette. How you can save over £100 a year by changing a habit at home. And also details of the world's happiest country. All I'm going to say is not the UK. Cost of living crisis. Are they bothered about it in the happiest country in the world? Probably not. Here's Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Phoenix FM.
Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden, suggested by Paul Milton. Thank you very much to Paul. Not quite sure about the sentiment of that song. Under what circumstances would you promise someone a rose garden? You know, okay, it's metaphorical. I get that. I get that. But, you know, I'm really sorry, darling. It's not working for me. Oh, please, please reconsider. I can change. I'll get you a rose garden. Oh, all right then, yep. Yeah, we can work through our difficulties. Just as long as you do follow that up with a rose garden. You know, you can hear it in the divorce courts, can't you? Yeah. Irreconcilable differences. Well, that rose garden never happened. I never promised you a rose garden. No, but you put it in that I'm having a hypothetical conversation with myself about divorce proceedings involving a rose garden. Don't say you know exactly what's going to happen on the show that goes like this. Anyway, hope your Tuesday is treating you very well indeed. Now, I did say we'd do celebrity birthdays, so perhaps I should hold good on my promises. Oh yes, here they come, right now. 21st of March, who's celebrating today? Actor Matthew Broderick is 61 today. Actor Gary Oldman is 63 today. Former footballer Ronaldinho is 43 today. Current footballer Antoine Griezmann is 32 today. Former James Bond Timothy Dalton is 79 today. Saturday singer and TV presenter Rochelle Humes is 34 today. And former Match of the Day 2 and BBC Business presenter Adrian Childs is 56 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Thank you for listening to the show that goes like this on your birthday. How exciting. 21st of March. Wonderful. One day away from my dad's birthday. So because I won't be broadcasting on the day of his birthday, happy birthday for tomorrow, Dad. Yes. Have a good one. And I'll see you Thursday. So, right, what else is coming up? Well, visits to the Weird World of News will start after the next track. I'll take a look at why some interesting things are trending on social media as well, like Primark and earthquakes currently trending. What on earth is all that about? You'll find out later in the show. Before that, though, let's get slower again. Let's get ballady again. Let's thank Maria on the Isle of Wight for suggesting Bette Midler and The Rose.
Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul. Some say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower, and you, it's only seed. Afraid of breaking, that never learns.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Lovely. Bette Midler and The Rose. As we're talking about National Flower Day, regular contributor to the show, Ron Wilmot, has been in touch and says, I knew a woman called Rose Garden. I think she wanted to meet Orlando Bloom. Lovely stuff from Ron there. Thank you so much. Now, our first visit to the weird world of news today tells me why I should explain to you why not to dry your clothes on a radiator. Oh yes, apparently it's a big no-no. It can cause mould, basically, is the simple reason. And an expert has shared that with people online in case they didn't know. So one of people's biggest cleaning bugbears is working out how to dry clothes quickly. Whilst putting items on radiators might seem like an efficient method for many, an expert has revealed you're doing more harm than good. So it can cause condensation, an issue for many households during cold weather, which can lead to mould growing, which can cause allergies, can cause nastiness and disease to be spread around your home, and also inadvertently may cause your boiler to be working harder than it needs to and therefore shortening its life. Because obviously thermostats work by heating the room to a certain temperature, and if your clothes are blocking the radiator's heat getting into the room, then your boiler thinks it hasn't reached that temperature quickly enough, so it keeps pumping out extra heat and therefore is working harder than it needs to, whereas if the radiator was clear, it would sense that the room had reached the correct temperature quicker and therefore be able to turn itself off. So, you know, yes, don't encourage mould, don't encourage condensation in your home, don't shorten the lifespan of your boiler. So basically, don't dry clothes on radiators, wet ones. Why, well, you wouldn't dry dry clothes on a radiator, would you? I've heated up clothes on a radiator before. Maybe I'll think twice before I do it again. So, yes, that's what to expect from the weird world of news tonight. Tips, like not putting clothes on radiators. But I will tell you about the woman who's been eating a baguette the wrong way and caused many people to be disgusted with her on social media a bit later on in the show. How you could save over £100 a year. And by changing a habit, and the happiest country in the world, all that to be found out later on. And we will keep celebrating National Flower Day, National Fragrance Day, Memory Day and World Puppetry Day, as well as remembering it's National Introverts Week all week and National Poison Prevention Week. But don't forget, all throughout March, it's Optimism Month. How exciting. Here is Flowers in the Rain, courtesy of Gary Collins. Gary didn't sing it, that was Move. Gary suggested it. Thanks, Gary.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching before I can stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eiderdown. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain. Sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain keeping me cool. So I lay upon my side with all the windows open wide. Couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my head into the ground in time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain. In the rain, feel the power of the rain, keeping me cool.
If this perfect pleasure has to be, then this is how it has to be. If my pillow is getting wet, I don't see that it matters much to me.
I heard the flowers in the breeze make conversation with the trees. Really, to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep has gone away deep rest. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting, watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, giving me good.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Move with Flowers in the Rain. Thanks to Gary Collins for that one. And yes, don't dry your clothes on the radiator if you want to avoid condensation. Invoid? Avoid? What's invoid? I don't know. If you want to avoid mould in your home, condensation in your home, and the chance of your boiler working too hard, don't dry wet clothes on a radiator. Not efficient. Get an aerer. Although I think that could still cause condensation. Tumble dryer? Yeah, that's using energy. There's no easy way. Put them outside. You need summer for that. Yes, again, I'm debating with myself. But there we go. Let's get another track on quite quickly. Let's all enjoy listening to another suggestion from Graham Long. Thank you, Graham. Here's Seal. This was Batman Forever, wasn't it?
That when it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. Baby, I can bring you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more I get, I feel stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grave. A man can tell you so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light, and the light that you shine can't be seen. So much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now, won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen? Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels. your roses in bloom. A light hits the gloom on the grave.
Phoenix FM.
It's National Flower Day. That was Seal, Kiss from a Rose. A lot of the tracks you're going to hear in the early part of the show tonight, all linking to flowers on National Flower Day. And yes, we've had Miley Cyrus and flowers, and Ed Sheeran supermarket flowers, and Sweet Female Attitudes flowers. But once you get past songs with just the word flowers in them, there's not many that are about flowers that aren't about roses. Except Build Me Up Buttercup. I've not proven my own theory there, really, have I? We've had The Rose by Bette Midler, Flowers in the Rain from Move, Kiss from a Rose, yeah. With what's coming up, there's a few more rose-based tracks as well, so there we go. Now, I said I'd talk about what's trending as well tonight, and currently, slightly worryingly, Earthquake is trending in the UK. Why is that, you might ask? Well, it has been reported there has been an earthquake of around 6 or 7 measured on the Richter scale in the Pakistan, India, Afghanistan region of the world. So, yes, obviously we have a very multicultural society in the UK. I expect many people who live here are worrying about family back home and in other countries. So, yes, apparently people have felt aftershocks already in Delhi. But, yes, there has been an earthquake in that region. So you can look up online and find out information about it. But mostly people are just checking other people are safe. And it seems slightly frivolous after talking about a natural disaster, but Primark is currently trending in the UK as well. If you haven't seen this, you may be wondering why. Well, a sign went up in a branch of Primark and it's caused outrage online in both camps. So the sign says, "These fitting rooms are for women only. We also have any gender fitting rooms available for everyone. Please ask." And some people have seen that sign and someone said, "Good for Primark." Someone else has said, "Thank you, Primark. I don't know if this sign is new, but I was very pleased to see it today. Safe spaces for everyone." Someone else, though, has put, "This is terrible, Primark, just succumbing to trans hysteria. You know trans women are recognised in law as women, yes? Fact." Oh, dear. So, yeah, some people unhappy, some people happy. It's great to see Primark leading from the front. That's another one. Someone else, "Primark have confirmed that men can use their women-only changing room. This is not a win." I'm not going to get into a whole trans rights issue, but there we go. All I'm going to say is maybe check that out on social media if you're interested. Primark has caused controversy today. See, I'll look at what's trending, I talk about it. You can get involved if you want at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons on Facebook, and also you can cast a vote in tonight's intense debate. What's better about flowers, their look or their smell? Results will be revealed in about an hour's time. And yes, we're celebrating all kinds of wacky holidays, weeks and months, but I'll tell you something, it's been a good year for the roses, hasn't it? It's one of those links as a presenter that you're very pleased about. I'm certainly happy about it.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you bought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn to walk away, as the dark behind you closes, After 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, our one baby's crying, goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses, many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. As it turned to walk away, as the dark behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the
Phoenix FM.
Elvis Costello and the Attractions, I hasten to add, with A Good Year for the Roses. Back to the Weird World of News once again as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, the 21st of March edition of The Show That Goes Like This. Hope you're doing well. Thanks for sharing your evening with me tonight. But here's the headline. Woman dubbed monster for bizarre way she eats a baguette. Do you eat a baguette like this? Most people get a baguette, start at one end, get through to the other end. Needed to clear my throat. I'm so outraged at this. Yes. Now, a woman's monstrous method, which saw the diner bite into the top of her sandwich, has provoked horror online and even drew criticism from her fiancé, who was the one who took to the internet to reveal her wrongdoing. On Reddit, he wrote, "I'm going to marry a monster who eats a baguette sandwich like this," before revealing the offending baguette. Basically, all the top of it had been eaten, leaving the bottom and some of the filling. It is a bizarre way to eat it, I admit, but is that person a monster? Not entirely sure. But most people horrified by this behaviour online. One person quizzed, is she working from the inside out, or is she just planning on giving seagulls a feast with all that uneaten crust? Someone else has said, do they play the flute by any chance? To which the partner quipped, harmonica is a closer match. Someone else put, that actually looks like it was attacked by an animal. And someone put, is your partner a giant pigeon dressed as a human? So, yeah, it's caused a lot of controversy online because a woman ate the entire top of the baguette and some of the filling, leaving the bottom and some of the filling to finish later on. So, yeah, bizarre, I agree, but monster, not so sure. Giant pigeon, very unlikely. Okay. Hope your Tuesday evening's treating you well. It's been a great first hour of the show. We've dealt with the fact it's National Flower Day, Memory Day, National Fragrance Day, World Puppetry Day, National Introverts Week, although they won't come forward about it, National Poison Prevention Week, and rather wonderfully, how could we forget, it's Optimism Month. We've already had, in the first hour of the show, tracks suggested by Graham Long, Rhianne Finley, Marit Hudson, Paul Saunders, Paul Milton, Maria on the Isle of Wight and Gary Collins. Ella Wilkinson with Elvis Costello's Good Year for the Roses. Plenty more still to come in the second hour of the show. More visits to the Weird World of News to find out how you could save £100 a year and which country is the happiest in the world. I'll look at more things that are trending on social media as well, and we'll get the results of tonight's intense debate. As it's National Flower Day, what's better about flowers, their look or their smell? So, to take us past 7 o'clock, here's Mike Flowers Pops. Who'd have thought, when Oasis created Wonderwall, it would one day also sound like this.
That be the word on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my wonderwall.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
It's not wrong, you know. Yes, you are here on Phoenix FM. Thank you very much for sharing your Tuesday, the 21st of March, with me. Or maybe you're listening via the catch-up service. So many ways you could be here. 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas. Essex, East London, Northwest Kent, Suffolk. They all get our transmitter's signal. Or you could be tuning in live online at phoenixfm.com via our Listen Live link. And there is a direct button for that on our website's homepage. Or you can ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Yes, fantastic. You can also join in on Mixcloud.com if you want the webcam feed into the studio. And if you have a Mixcloud account, which is free to get, you can join in the chat in the box on the side of the screen as well. So yeah, do share that news with other people so we get lots more people tuning in to the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening. So yeah, loads more great tracks to come. That's exciting. And we'll find out other things that are trending on social media too. I mean, just a quick look at the moment tells me that Ramadan is trending because it's going to be Ramadan quite shortly. Also, Hearn is trending. Why is Hearn trending? I will find out more during the next track and happily share that information with you on National Flower Day and Memory Day. I won't try and commit it to memory. I have got a screen in front of me. It would be almost impossible to find out brand new information in 3 minutes and commit it to memory, but there we go. Thanks for being here. I'm Ben Simmons. This is the show that goes like this. And because we're now moving away from flowers-related music, although not in terms of the intense debate, that will still be about flowers. Get yourself onto Twitter if you want to know what that's all about, at Ben Sim Radio. We're moving away from flowers musically because, yes, the 21st of March is National Memory Day. So I'm simply going to ask you to start off with, do you remember the 21st night of September? Well, do you? A few months back now. 6 months, to be precise. I love that when it's exactly 6 months. That was unexpected. Earth, Wind and Fire.
Do you remember when it first started? September, love was changing my mind.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday the 21st of March. Hope you're having a wonderful evening. I'm very grateful that you're sharing part of it with me tonight. Now, I did say Ramadan is trending on social media at the moment. And not being Muslim, I had absolutely no idea that it starts tomorrow. So yes, Ramadan starts tomorrow, which is why it's trending tonight. There's been some news, sport-related news as well, that Premier League players will be allowed to break their fast during certain matches that occur in the evening when Ramadan is taking place. So yeah, that's a nice gesture. I think it's kind of been unofficial in previous years, but there is going to be official times for certain Muslim footballers to stop in the middle of a game and go over and take on some energy gels or drinks or something like that at the side of the pitch briefly, kind of like a drinks break in cricket. Makes perfect sense, and it's good to see that's being accommodated. So fantastic. And wishing any Muslim listeners a wonderful Ramadan, which starts tomorrow. Period of reflection for all Muslims. And yes, what's still to come tonight? Well, I'm going to take you once again to the weird world of news. But before I do that, I'm going to encourage you again to vote on tonight's intense debate, asking what is better about flowers, their look or their smell. More votes have come in, but still the look looks like a clear winner at the moment. But if you want to change that, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter is the place to vote. Single click or tap and you can vote very quickly. If you're on Facebook, Ben Simmons is the page on Facebook, and you can find a post that simply asks you to comment below with your preference, and then all the votes will be totted up just before I leave you tonight, and we will find out whether, once and for all, according to the lovely leg end listeners of the show that goes like this, the look or the smell of flowers is the best thing about them. Remember, we have settled such age-old debates on this show recently as, which is better, BBC or ITV? BBC. Which is better, lemon or lime? Lime. Which is better, pancakes or donuts? Tough one there, but donuts came out on top. And which is better, McDonald's or Burger King? Burger King. Narrowly winning. And which takeaway is better, Chinese or Indian? Indian winning. So there we go. Another debate to be decided tonight. What is better about flowers, their look or their smell? The look is winning at the moment. If you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and Ben Simmons on Facebook, your votes will be counted. But if you vote after the show goes off the air, then it will not. It's only for those live leg end listeners to get involved and get interactive on the show that goes like this. And as we're now musically enjoying the fact that it is National Memory Day, here, a Shalimar. We'll be right back.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Shalimar, A Night to Remember. Back to the weird world of news once more to find out how you could save over £100 a year by changing one habit. What could I possibly be talking about? People in Britain could save over £100 a year by halving the time they spend in the shower. Brits spend an average of 48 minutes a week showering, but more than a quarter now worry about the impact this has on their energy bills. And if that was reduced to under 25 minutes, people could save over £100 a year. A poll of 2,000 adults found the typical person showers six times a week for an average of 8 minutes each time, although things like shaving and hair masks add on to the time spent under the water. Over a quarter of people have been accused by someone in their household of spending too long in the shower, while 31% have complained that others they live with are guilty of this. 30% of people have amended their shower habits in the face of rising energy bills, with 1 in 10 swapping washing hair for using dry shampoo. There we go. So, yeah, the most popular showering times are 7:45 a.m. and 7:54 p.m. That's very specific, isn't it? I don't know. Okay. Fine. But a spokesman for energy firm Utilita, which commissioned the research, said, while the cost of heating up water is so expensive, households are clearly keen to do what they can to save, including showering together to cut costs by half. Could be nice for some people, less nice for other people. Depends who you live with, I guess. yeah. But by cutting the average shower time in half to 4 minutes, we can each save £112 a year. That's all well and good, but no one's commenting on the fact with, what if you're only half as clean as you would have been if you'd been in there for 8 minutes? Are people saying you only really need 4 minutes and the other 4 minutes is unnecessary? I'm not too sure. But anyway, if you can in any way reduce the amount of time you spend in the shower, it will tot up over a year and could save you tens, if not hundreds, of pounds. There you go. Don't say you don't find out useful information on the show that goes like this, because it would be lies. And we don't encourage lies. We don't encourage any negativity in March, because March, as you'll know if you listen to the top of the show, is Optimism Month. Also, the 21st of March, if you're just joining us, is National Memory Day. Here's Michael Jackson.
Remember how it all began. It just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, I bet you remember. Dug it up in the body long. Do you remember us holding hands? No, we'd stay on the phone at night till dawn. Do you remember all the things we said? Like I love you so I'll never let you go. Do you remember back in the spring? Remember every morning, every birds we sang. Do you remember those special times? Remember, let's go on and on.
MJ and Remember the Time on National Memory Day. A quick look online tells me that Just Eat is currently trending with only, well, with over 25,000 tweets today about Just Eat in the UK alone. What on earth is that all about? Well, if you haven't seen the news, Just Eat have announced they are going to cut 1,700 courier jobs at their company. And they will no longer employ couriers. They will have 0 hours contracts for couriers and basically have freelancers working for them as couriers. Having denounced that in the past, people are now debating online whether that's a bit hypocritical of them. But obviously, takeaway delivery is slowing down slightly. Will they find themselves less popular? Other ones are available, aren't they? Uber Eats, Deliveroo, and many more as well, I suggest. But yeah, many people criticising Just Eat online, saying that they shouldn't have done it. But there we go, I'll leave it up to you to decide. But Just Eat, also trending online at the moment in the UK. As is Earthquake, because there has been an earthquake reported in Afghanistan on the Richter scale measuring about 6.5, with aftershocks felt in Pakistan and India. Primark is trending because it's announced strange changes to its changing room policy, if you like, and various people outraged about that. Ramadan trending, because Ramadan begins tomorrow. And then Just Eat also trending because they're laying off 1,700 couriers from their workforce. There we go, up to the minute as ever on the show that goes like this, as well as celebrating celebrity birthdays, wacky holidays, playing great music, and having an intense debate and visits to the weird world of news. After the next track, I will share with you what is the happiest country in the world. It may surprise you. Maybe it won't. Now, bearing in mind it's National Memory Day, and bearing in mind we play any kind of music that is relevant to the theme we're currently talking about, let's get a bit thespy. Let's get a bit musical. Let's get thinking about cats. And thinking about Elaine Page.
Memory, she is smiling alone in the lamplight. The withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind begins to mourn.
Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We went all musical for a little while then, yes, Elaine Page and Memory from Cat, of course, sensational voice, beautiful song, beautifully sung. Now, our final visit to the weird world of news tonight is to share with you lovely legend listeners the happiest country in the world, and I said it may be surprising. The Sustainable Development Solutions Network has just released the World Happiness Report. And the country that has won for 6 years in a row now. Basically, a happiness score is assigned on a scale of 0 to 10 based on average of data over a 3-year period using inhabitants' own assessment of their happiness as well as economic and social data. And the number one happiest country in the world, are you ready? It's Finland! I did not see that coming. Yes, Scandinavia is very high on the list because at number 2 is Denmark, number 3 Iceland, Sweden number 6, Norway number 7. So if you want to be happy, go and live in Scandinavia. Yeah. So, yes, basically Finns are supposed to have a very kind of relaxed attitude to life. They have 4 weeks of summer holidays a year. The country has a rugged natural landscape. 87% of the population say nature helped them to feel peaceful and relaxed. And during an experiment in 2022, wallets were dropped in 16 cities across the world, and 11 out of 12 in Helsinki were returned to their owners. So yeah, there we go. If you want a list of the 20 happiest countries in the world, the UK is in 19th. It's dropped 2 places in the latest report. Lithuania at 20. UK in 19, formerly the Czech Republic, formerly half of Czechoslovakia, now known as Czechia. That's at 18. Belgium 17. Germany 16. The US 15. Ireland 14, Canada 13, Australia 12, Austria 11. Okay, top 10 happiest countries in the world. New Zealand at 10, Luxembourg at 9, Switzerland at 8, Norway 7, Sweden 6, Netherlands 5, Israel at 4, Iceland 3, Denmark 2, and Finland at number 1. There we go. That. Very interesting, I think. The happiest country in the world is Finland. I've been to Helsinki. It was nice. I enjoyed it. I've been around the fjords of Norway. I enjoyed that as well. I've been to Stockholm. I enjoyed that. So, you know, if I've enjoyed time in Scandinavia, it must be true that it's one of the happiest places to be in the world. Amazing. I don't know if I've got indelible memories in my brain that I kind of can't get out of my head, you know. Wow, what an appropriate link, you're saying. Some of you are saying it's tenuous at best. Let's just listen to Kylie and all get over it, yeah?
Thank you.
Phoenix FM.
I'm Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this with you up until 8 o'clock tonight here on the Phoenix FM Airways 98.0, phoenixfm.com, and available on smart speaker. And if you want the webcam feed, go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98FM. However you're here, whether you're listening on catch up, thank you so, so much. So, still want to squeeze in quite a few tracks in the last 25 minutes. And we've got to look at the results of tonight's intense debate. You've got about 15 minutes left to vote. What is the best thing about flowers, their look or their smell? Single click or tap to vote on Twitter at Ben Sim Radio, or comment beneath the post on my Facebook profile, Ben Simmons on Facebook. And you can comment below the profile there to get involved. Oh, yes. Now, we've done tracks that link to flowers. We've done tracks that link to memory. We haven't done tracks that link to poison. Here's Poison.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Then on the radio, yeah, the DJ said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has it ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Night about knowing what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I keep found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Poison with Every Rose Has Its Thorn. While that was on, I was doing some exhaustive research on your behalf, lovely Legend listeners, about the happiest country in the world. Yes, Finland. What about Finland, then? Well, it's declared October the 13th, the National Day of Failure, to celebrate life's setbacks as a natural path towards success. That's bizarre. Apparently, Albert Einstein once said, "A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new," implying you have to take risks to be successful. And so the National Day of Failure celebrates setbacks to help you get past them and move on towards success. There we go. Finnish as a language is one of the 10 most challenging languages in the world to learn and translate. Now, as a radio presenter, I'm more kind of embracing trouble here, because one of the longest words in Finnish is Epäjar jestel mastiatamato midelen sarkan. No idea what it means. It's just what it says on this website. It's one of the longest nouns in the Finnish language. Also, the Finnish language has the world's longest palindrome. This is a tiny bit easier. Saipuakivukaupias, which is a dealer in soapstone. Okay. And also, the only Finnish word which makes it into everyday English language is sauna. So wherever you're enjoying a sauna in the world, you can thank the Finns for that. We may have time for some more Finland-related facts before I go off the air. We've still got 3 or 4 tracks to try and squeeze in before I go at 8 o'clock and sum up the entire show as ever as well. So as we're now musically looking at Poison, because why are we doing that if you just joined us? Well, all week it's Poison Prevention Week. No idea why that needs to exist. But anyway, I know why this exists. It's a great track. It's Rita Ora and Poison.
I could have beer for breakfast, my sanity for lunch, trying to get over how bad I want you so much. Innocence for dinner, pour something in my cup, anything and everything just to fill me up. But now
I'm
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Rita Ora and Poison. So we've had tracks related to National Poison Prevention Week. Don't know why it's a thing, but let me just break away from that momentarily to remind you you've got about 5 minutes left to vote on tonight's intense debate, because yes, it's National Flower Day, the things with petals and stems, not the white fluffy stuff that you bake with. On National Flower Day, what is better about flowers, their look or their smell? I'm guessing that their look is going to be victorious. You've got about 5 minutes to change all that. At Benson Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. Ben Simmons on Facebook, you have to comment beneath the post there for your vote to count. Right, now let's finish musically. This isn't going to be the last track, we're going to have a few, but we're going to finish with a more optimistic feel, because don't forget, again, utterly ridiculously, March is Optimism Month. I don't know why that has to happen. You can be optimistic in March, but not the other 11 months of the year. You can be miserable then. But in March, we should all be optimistic. So therefore, let's get a bit retro this optimistic March. Here's James Brown.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got a year. Wow. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, classic James Brown there, because it's Optimism Month. Now, before we even think about summing up the entire show and squeezing in the final two tracks, yes, we're going to find out a couple more facts about Finland. Can you imagine this in the UK? Finland's parliament has its own sauna where officials can debate. Finns abroad also have the luxury of saunas inside their diplomatic buildings. So in the Finnish embassy in London, there is a sauna. That is brilliant. Can you imagine that in the House of Commons? Where's Rishi? Oh, he's in the sauna. Oh, I've got a meeting with him. Brilliant. Also, Finland is home to the midnight sun, where in June and July, the sun stays above the horizon, which means even in what would be the middle of the night, there is a bright white light still shining. I remember working on a cruise and experiencing the midnight sun. And we went into the Arctic Circle, waters that come under Norway and possibly Finland. And, I experienced that myself. It was 2.30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was definitely still daylight. Very bizarre. Particularly bizarre being out on deck when sailing away from it and kind of sailing into darkness and being able to see the light on the horizon. Very strange experience, but wonderful nonetheless. Right, well, two tracks to squeeze in before I leave you. And, of course, we've got to sum up the entire show. Don't forget, after me, from 8 until 10, as ever, it's Rob Harvey with the fabulous Synth City. And then after Rob at 10, it's Siobhan Copland with the R&B show. Tuesday nights, always fantastic here on Phoenix FM. So don't go anywhere. But carrying on thoughts musically about Optimism Month, here is Flo Rida.
Get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me. Can't have me, I'll be the president one day. January 1st, oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest that that's on. G5 in the US to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I wanna play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. I'm a body boy, plus way back. I got a feeling it's a rap. Hey,
sound. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
The mountaintop, walk on water. I got power, feel so royal. 1 second, I'ma strike for you. Diamond, platinum, no more for you. That adrenaline, never giving in. Giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You're looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Flo Rida and Good Feeling. Now, time to sum up the entire show and tell you that the winner of tonight's intense debate, what's better about flowers, the look or the smell? The winner is the look, with an incredible 74% of the vote. The smell, just 26% of the vote. Thanks to everybody that voted, though. As ever, just time quickly to ask Rihanna what she has made of tonight's show.
That was quite a show, very entertaining.
I know some of you think she always says the same thing, but, you know, that's her problem, not mine. yes, it's been another great one. Thanks for sharing it with me and learning about National Flower Day, Memory Day, National Fragrance Day, World Puppetry Day. We've barely talked about that. National Introverts Week. Why? National Poison Prevention Week. Why? And, of course, Optimism Month. We looked at some current trends. The earthquake that's just occurred in Afghanistan was trending. Primark was trending for signs about changing rooms. Ramadan, which begins tomorrow, was trending. And Just Eat trending, having made some staff redundant, slightly controversially. And the Weird World of News has told us not to dry clothes on radiators. Certainly not to eat a baguette from the top down. Caused so much controversy, that did. You could save over £100 a year by halving the time you spend in the shower. And the world's happiest country for 6 years in a row is Finland. So get yourself there if you like being happy. Don't forget, Rob's up next with Synth City to play us out a song all about optimism. Here's Fairground Attraction.
I don't want half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I've promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right. It's got to be their love away.